You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how doing?
It's your buddy JB here with you on America's number one third-rate podcast. Did I get the, whatever. Give Zero. That's us. could I screw the intro up any worse? I'll try it when I get back.
Host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brudo.
Hey, my friend, there's this really cool podcast called Give Zero, and you should listen to it. Here's an episode. Take a listen. He screwed up the intro. He's an idiot. Yeah, exactly. how y'all doing? I hope y'all doing good. It's your buddy JB here with you. The supposed host of America's number one third-rate podcast, Gives Zero. I'd like to invite you to go check out givezero.com. Since we're all doing a little housekeeping real quick, check out givezero.com for all things Give Zero. They're working on the website. They're changing some stuff. So if and you would, go over to look at it, bookmark it. They're doing a little backstage area over there. They haven't got a cool name for it. It's just members area, but they're starting to build that thing out. So if you want to go ahead and sign up and support the show, we'd sure thank you. And if you don't, well, keep listening for free. So and let's slow your roll. Of course, it's not for free because they make money and we don't. If you happen to listen to us on Amazon Music, quit using them. Those jackasses pulled our last episode off there. They pulled it. They threw it away. Why? They didn't like the name. I talked to them. I asked them a question, and they said, you cannot say that Republicans are retards, which I doubt that they disagree with that statement. But you can't use the word retarded. I'm like, the hell I can. It's a word in the English language. America. Free speech. I can use any word I freaking want to. And in this case, it wasn't some social slur. I explained that in the bloody episode. I said, you know, it's not like I mean this and this. No, they are literally retarded. I have a cousin my age. He's 58 years old. He's 57 years. Whatever. He's retarded. I can't. If I take him to the doctor, how else do I describe him? Let me think of some politically correct word. He's mentally retarded. So I'm familiar with what the word fargan means, okay? Jackasses. Anyway, let's do rituals real quick, because I kind of cheated. I started on my coffee because I did a little bit of show prep. I know, right? I'm such a professional. And so I kind of got into it a while ago. And so, while I professionally here not adjust my mic and move some stuff around, I need to do rituals with y'all before my coffee's gone. So if you got your beer, your wine, your coffee, like me, your Zima, your White Claw, not Scotch because Scotch sucks, tequila because we don't never talk about tequila enough on this program. Whatever you got, grab it up, throw some ice in there, mix it, whatever you're mixing. You know, do your thing, do your jam, whatever. And if you got a little something special, and you like to go out on the back deck and roll that thing up and fire it up and hit that little monkey. Hey, you know what? You do you, cause why? America. Say it all the time. You already know it by now. So on the count of three, we all partake together because we family. And when we're done, we always say what? All good stuff. Ready? So let's do it all. Here we go. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three, go. Good stuff. That always weirds my wife out. She gets on to me. She's like,
JV, you can't do that slurp on the microphone. That's gross.
I don't give a crap what she thinks. She's married to me. She can't be that bright. So, anyway, quickly, I've got some new guests in the house. So, people are more followers now. So, thank you. So, by the way, givezero.com, like I said, if you do have us on one of your apps, help us out in the ranking. Just like, follow, auto download. Unless I get overly long-winded, which I can. They're short. They're small little MP3s, but that way, in case we get disconnected, thrown off the air again, I don't know, slung off Facebook, Twitter, as usual, because it happens. You got the episodes, and you can share them with your friends that way. You can point to us, but I always just look for Give Zero on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Of course, with the exception of those assholes over at Amazon.com. Amazon Music, whatever they are. They're a-holes because they're retards. All right, so want a big shout-out to my new lady friends, Marshall. She's a writer of books, this lady is. So there are intelligent people in this audience, which all of you are pretty intelligent. I think y'all listen to me so you can watch the train wreck. It's like, listen to this guy, because it's like you can watch what probably at some point was an intelligent, rational human being just come unwound. So, hello, Miss Marshall. We're glad to have you aboard. And Sierra, a new listener out there. I also understand that Sierra's dad listens to this. I don't know if they listen to it together, if it's a family thing, and they're making, you know, campfire stories. I don't know. But we're glad to have you. And Sierra's dad, who I don't know your name, I guess, Papa Sierra. Oh, that's funny. That sounds like my Air Force days. Yeah. Welcome, the two of you. Please auto-download and don't miss any exciting episode of GiveZero.com. Alfred, and it's not, it's like you spell Alfred, but with an O, so it's Alfred, cool name, and Dalton. I understand by his own description, he's freakishly large. I don't know what that means. But, hey, you know, this day and time, that can mean a lot of things. I don't know if, I don't know what that means, that you've got like a private pay fan side of some. I'm not here to judge. I'm just glad you're here with us. So thank y'all for tuning in. So to give y'all just some insight, we're all family here. Y'all just be nice, and we'll all make room for you up here on the big company's Give Zero couch. So I found this little nugget for you peoples, because I love you. I love you long time. I found this little nugget from Captain Biden, the commander in disposable briefs on the internet, whenever he was running in 2019 at the Democratic probably early 2020 Democratic National Convention. Listen to this little jewel. You're gonna learn this. Here we go.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Y'all come, the man says. He says to Chico and Maria, y'all come on. We got plenty of room. We have cities, northern cities, who are the white Karens of the world, the white saviors of the world, who going to tell Texas and every other border state, y'all, we have sanctuary cities. We care about people. We care. We care so much. We care. Unless you actually show the hell up here, and much like Joseph and Mary, there's no room at the inn. But so when they showed up on day one of his day in office, and they're all crossing the border in matching t-shirts that say, Joe, let me in. What? How did that just happen? Hey, how are they all there on day one, and how do they all have matching clothing? Anyway, I fixed it for you. So you ready for this? Listen to what I did, because I love you guys.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
I'm going to leave that in there. Yes, we are the federal government, and we will sue you, Texas, if you take down barbed wire, you assholes. You can't do that. You can't do that. That's on federal land. How dare you try to defend federal land? Shit-ass Texas. You know. I mean, what do you guys got down there? Like some United States Constitution that says that's what we're all supposed to do? You crazy. You know what? I almost said something I should not have said. Oh. Don't, Joseph. Don't. 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 I did have this idea one time, though. I think I said this a couple of years ago on the show. What if Trump built like a string of hotels along the Rio Grande? All right? And you could buy, you know, like you go and rent a condo at the beach or whatever, get up there on the 20th floor or whatever, and you can just see for 500 miles and it's gorgeous up there. You rent those things out and they have water cannons up there. And when people come across the border, you just zap them. Oh, I swear to God, liberals hate humanity. They hate humanity. And remember, I'm a second full generational American. My grandfather came over on a boat from Italy, okay? So this is not lost on me. Okay? Don't start your bullshit. Don't. I'm passionate about this subject because thank God I'm here. I would never want, if I did not live in America, I would want to live here so friggin' bad. Except for Taylor Swift. Tay Tay. Tay Tay. You know, Biden is begging for her to endorse him. Of course he is. Taylor Swift has made $1 billion writing songs about the poor choices she's always made in men, and he wants her to endorse him. What could possibly go wrong with this decision? But I digress. I am passionate about people wanting to come into the United States, okay? But my grandfather did it legally. He learned how to speak English. He had learned some American history. It was really tough. I never knew my grandfather, but I understand it was really, really tough on him to be able to do it. But he was a red, white, and blue guy, and that was his jam. So I get this. I get it. But instead of piss whining about this lie about, I need Congress to go in there and turn some stuff around and I'll close that border, you cocksucker. You opened it wide open with a stroke of your own pen day one in your chair. You don't need Congress to do this. You can undo this. Go grab your friggin' pen. You did it with an executive order, you lying sack of dog. You know, actually, that's on you, America. That's actually on friggin' you. Because there's always liars. There's always people that lie. It's up to you to remember that they lied and hold their feet to the fire. So, anyway, long story short is, you sit there and open a border and put this false thing in like you're fighting for them because they deserve the right to come in here and do and to get to freedom and to do baby bed and get a free cell phone and a check and everything else and live in a New York 5-star hotel while we pay for and foot the fucking bill for everything. But the short answer is you're putting people's lives in danger. You asshole. Liberals hate humanity. They do. They do. See, here's the thing about, and I'm conservative. I'm not a Republican, and I am not beholden to any political figure. They can all of them suck my ass. Suck it. Apply proper vacuum to my sphinctoid. Suck it. Because you're all a bunch of liars. I love people. I love people. I love all people. Y'all know me. But I'm big on honor, and I believe, and there's no honor in that. There's no honor because you're putting them in danger because otherwise they could just get in the line, do whatever. Well, the immigration system is so screwed. The open border has not a bloody damn thing to do with, quote, immigration, because that's not immigrating. Someone wants to immigrate into your family, they marry one of your children. They don't break in through the garage door and come plop on your damn couch and go, oh, I live here now.
The fuck?
Do that at my house. And you have a lead sandwich. Yeah, so you don't care about people. See, liberals, they are the owner of the bad idea. One thing about conservatives is, and I think that's one of the problems we have, it's so blatantly obvious to anyone that would take 2 seconds to actually think about, I don't know, anything. You haven't got to do the math on it. Let's see. Let's look at this. Not aborting children's. I don't have to defend that. It's a bad idea. Killing a child in the womb is not a great idea. And they're over there arguing whether or not you can do it after the 6 week, after they're born, the month after they're born. Oh, yeah, that's on the table, by the way. You got 30 days. It's kind of like going down to Best Buy and getting a washing machine. You know, it keeps eating. And it shits everywhere. You got to change diapers. How are we going to afford clothes for this little thing? Let's send this thing back. Oh, we got to hurry. We only got like 9 days left. We got time. We'll just take it. We'll go tomorrow. We'll go first thing in the morning. Go get this handled. What the hell is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? You freaking Satan incarnate. Get it through your skull. Ideas and ideals like that are satanic evil incarnate. Honest to God. And evil always wants to wrap things in a wrapper of goodness. Well, it's a woman's choice. I guess you hate women. I don't hate anybody, but I really love kids. No, that's not a good idea. Nope. That's not a good idea. See, that's what you're a hater. You're a hater. Hate what? Bastards. Bastards. But I love when one of them gets fouled up. Have you heard about LeVar Burton? Okay. Played Geordi LaForge in Star Trek The Next Generation. Before that, handled Reading Rainbow on PBS forever. Or was it The Magic Bus? No, it was Reading Rainbow. Got his kickoff. I don't know how old he was. If I had researched this, I'm doing this only from memory. And it ain't like what it used to be. He has called me Joe. JB. Oh my God, I got the same initials as Biden. Fuck me. Really? Could you imagine having Joe Biden as a guest on America's number 138 podcast?
You're listening to Give Zero. God. Where everything matters but your feelings.
Yeah, military. Trump said that. Trump. He's good. Trump gobbledygook to boop boop to boop boop. Eeby beeby beeby fingo fango dango.
Oh my God. Okay, that would be y'all's either the best show that we ever had or everybody's worst nightmare. LeVar Burton got his kickoff. He was a young man. And he played, let me turn this off. I'm sorry, I still got the show opening playing in my ear. Oh my God, that's not annoying. He played the part of Kunta Kinte in the television miniseries Roots, a book by Alex Haley. And for you young whippersnappers out there, maybe some of the I don't know, people that are under the age of 100, unlike me, it was a big deal. They had it out. Alex Haley wrote this book about it was about him, and it was about his life, and it was about going back through his ancestry and how Kunta Kinte lived in Africa, and he came over and he was captured by slave traders and brought to America and so-and-so, and it follows him and ancestry, you know, and the lineage down all the way to Alex Haley, you know, today as the great writer that he is, the novelist. Of course, we found out Alex Haley stole that whole story, and it was all bullshit. But it's okay. You know, it's done then. We're gonna hate Whitey because of this novel. That took care of the 70s pretty good for hating Whitey. So LeVar Burton and I get it. He's an actor, right? Played a role. He was actually amazingly good in that. If you ever get a chance, and it's a great show. It's a great watch. There's 4 or 5 parts or whatever. I remember my whole family, it was a popcorn night to sit down and watch this and see what the next installment of this thing was, when I was a kid. So, But he was really, really good in it. And I guess you identify with something because everybody remembers him in it, all us old people. And so he's multi-generational. A lot of people watched him on PBS doing the Reading Rainbow thing. And, of course, Star Trek has millions and millions of fans and such. When it's not being politically correct, I'm a Trek guy. So, well, the problem with that is that he took that and he weaponized his persona. And he ended up believing his own bullshit. So let me play this for you. This is he's speaking at one of these Let's Hate Everybody White conventions. And he was talking about what the Moms of Liberty or whatever. They're the ones that don't want pornography put in the school libraries for fifth grade kids. Okay, let me make sure I got the volume turned up. It's too loud. I'll pull it back. My bad. But and I hope I play this correctly. Check him out doing his thing. Here he goes.
Before we get going, are there any Moms for Liberty in the house? Moms for Liberty? No? Good. Then hands will not need to be thrown tonight.
So there he is talking smack at this thing. And it's because Moms for Liberty are basically white women and everything. So this has become a cultural racial thing when there's no need for it to be. And again, much like killing babies, I'm going to go back to the conservative thing and say, let's just not have porn in school libraries. Let's try that. Let's not have any books talking about how to instruct a fifth grade boy how to put another boy's pecker in his rear end. Let's try that. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, let's just not do that. Well, you don't understand the whatever my liberal brainwashed stupid wash rinse repeat mentality is, LeVar Burton. So LeVar Burton is, you know, he sold his soul out to this kind of thinking. And he's become synonymous with it because you heard the crowd that was in there. It's like, yeah, let's clap. No, they ain't here. Good thing we ain't got to throw no hands tonight. Really, dude? So you're going to go bash a bunch of women who don't want to put books like that in a school library? They're your enemy somehow because you're a black guy? LeVar Burton's a racist. He just is. And I hate that for him because hey, I pay you to perform for me, go perform. That standpoint, the guy's brilliant. Makes me sick at my gut. Because, dude, you don't have to go there. Why can't you just, you know, you're robbing yourself from just loving everybody. Well, on the show Finding Your Roots, Henry Skip, LeVar Burton finds out the hard way. Here, I'll play it for you. Just hang on. If I get the right one, please hit the right button, JB. Go.
Oh, that's him.
You are looking at your great-great-grandfather, James Henry Dixon.
Hold that thought. Dixon's white. We'll continue.
Oh, that's him.
You are looking at your great-great-grandfather, James Henry Dixon. It's difficult to make out, but that is your biological great-great-grandfather.
Now, I'd have fought you 5 minutes ago if you told me that I had a white great-great-grandfather.
You do. You can fight me, but it's the truth. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
What? Kunta!
Kunta.
Got white ancestry. Yeah,
that's right.
What?
Yeah.
Come on now, Skip.
You know, you took two DNA tests. The two major commercial DNA tests almost never have tested an African-American who was 100% sub-Saharan African.
Wow.
We all have white ancestry.
But this is close.
That's right. But this is close. And by name.
LeVar's. Oh, it is to laugh. So now in typical libtard fashion, he's now on a rampage out there in the social media world to bring us all together. Because he's a freaking actor. But you can't hide what you are, Big Daddy. Try to find you some Jesus. I guess when the chips hit the fan, LeVar going to have to pay himself his own reparations. Man, that sucks. But of course, I'm Italian, so you know I got black blood in me, so I love everybody. But I would do that if I was anybody, because why wouldn't you just not be a dick? Y'all act right and love each other out there. Don't be a jackass. Jackasses. And don't be a libtard. Or if you happen to listen to me, which you won't, on Amazon.com, don't be a retard. Love you guys. I'm your buddy JB. Humble host of America's number one third-rate podcast, Give Zero. And I have enjoyed my time with y'all. Hope to see you soon. Check out GiveZero.com. Come see us. Tell your friends about us. Like, love, subscribe, whatever. Auto-download. And until next time, my loves, good luck, America.